Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
With the service, they get there on time. They're quick. Nothing gets broken in the process. That's all you can ask for during a move. So go ahead and call them right now, 901-329-8490. Book them up, because it is booking up fast. If you're moving, these are the folks you need to call. Black Tie Moving, changing moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to a Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now, and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months, no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Sean Salisbury is the host of the Sean Salisbury Show in Houston on Sports Talk 790. Absolute must listen. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Unfiltered. He joins us now. Sean, what's happening, man? Appreciate the time as always.
I'm doing good. It's great to be on with you guys, man. Thank you. Happy Friday to you.
Indeed.
You too, brother.
What a weekend ahead, huh? I mean, in terms of the storylines and the matchups, it doesn't get much better than this.
No, and guys, not that people always focus on the quarterback position. There'll be other, ironic, like in the Tampa-New Orleans game, those defenses are going to be huge because, well, the Saints' defense has carried them a lot of times this year in Tampa. If they can play like they did against Aaron Rodgers, defense will be real. But in truth, when you look at the eight quarterbacks left, and the worst of the group is what we'd say Jared Goff, who's a little banged up, and he's been to a Super Bowl and a Pro Bowl. So, yeah. I mean, when you and he's got a great play caller in Sean McVay, who understands, who's a dynamic head football coach. So, I mean, what are we ranking Drew Brees seventh? I mean,
yeah.
You start to think about it. We are blessed with some really – it just goes to show you when those dudes – look what it's done for Tampa, turning them around with Tom. And Lamar reared his head and played great football last week. Boom, they move on. Josh Allen's been an MVP candidate all year. There is no mistake. When that guy plays well, typically your team has a shot. And if you got some other good players around him, well, then you're in. And if they make plays under pressure, then you're moving on. And these are the best we got right now. And like I said, if Jared Goff's my worst quarterback of the group, then we're pretty good with the eight guys.
Which one of those eight guys, I'm curious, Sean, in your eyes, which one's got the most pressure on him? It was a question that Theismann brought up with us earlier today, and he thinks it's Patrick Mahomes, who's obviously trying to live up to the contract. You won last year, you want to keep it going. But I would say to that he's got a lot of career ahead of him too. I think my partner made a point of that. He's got a ton of years ahead of him. He can win Super Bowls. Is it Mahomes for you? Is there another quarterback? If you got to do it, if you're going to win one, you better do it now. Who's got the most pressure on him?
I think Mahomes is probably the least pressure.
Yep.
And I love Joe. I do.
I like
and here's
that.
Why.
I
think it's the opposite. One is the people around him. He can play. He can throw. He could go 22 of 40 for 300 yards, a pick, and two touchdowns, like an average game for him.
Uh-huh.
And they can still win.
Still win.
Because
right.
those 22 completions, Tyreek Hill may take a hitch route, make a guy miss, and go the distance, right?
Yep.
So, and as far – and he's it's like being at Augusta. Okay, you're at the Masters, and on Sunday you come into the tournament, and maybe you're the best player in the world, but you're Tiger right now, and you're up on Saturday. You're the fourth, you're the fourth or fifth group to the last group out, and you go in and shoot 64 and post your score. Now you're in the clubhouse waiting. Mm-hmm. Mahomes has posted his score.
Yeah.
He's already been an MVP.
That's right.
He's already been a Super Bowl MVP. I mean, I hate to say this now, as far as his legacy, but right now, early in his career, year four. He's kind of on house money. I mean, he's had a marvelous career. And what I mean, he'll put the pressure on himself. But let's say they lose, are we all of a sudden going to say, "Damn, Patrick Mahomes isn't very good"?
Exactly.
No,
nope.
That's right. So I think pressure. I mean, you look around. I'm sure Brady's putting pressure on himself to win one outside of New England. There's pressure. Drew Brees' pressure is urgency because this may be his last game.
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
Right.
So there's that pressure. Do you start to feel Rodgers? Hell, there could be pressures and pressure. And Rodgers doesn't give it. He rolls it off his shoulders like there's no such thing
sure
as pressure.
Does.
I'm not worried about him. I personally think it's Lamar Jackson. I do. He's the MVP last year.
Mm-hmm.
He's going on the road to Buffalo. He's never played in the weather this cold. In a playoff game, he was the MVP, but they got beat early in the playoffs last year. They win last week by him looking like the reigning MVP. But now the question is, okay, now do it again on the road in inclement weather. Can you do that?
Yep.
Because people still, while they know he's a dynamic player, what do we still question about him? Well, what if he has to throw 40 times?
Mm-hmm.
What if he's not running? Then what happens? And now, guys, last year we would have said Lamar, Josh Allen, advantage Lamar. Well, right now we're saying advantage Josh Allen. I mean, he can move, he can throw, he's at home. I mean, they're playing well. So I actually think a lot of it falls on it. There's different pressures, like I said, for Breeze's urgency because this is it for him.
Right.
But I think overall to the narrative of, okay, what if Lamar has to just throw to win or go? I think there's a lot of things that surround the pressure, and there usually is on a guy who's chasing the Mahomes of the world and trying to be that guy, yet – is the reigning MVP, but kind of had an average year for him.
Mm-hmm.
And we're wondering, well, what if he doesn't run for 140 yards? Can they win? I think he bears a lot of the pressure because the truth is, if he plays average, they're not winning. So, they run the ball pretty well, but he's a big reason why. So
right.
If he doesn't run it, can he beat you some other way? I actually think it's him going on the road in Buffalo.
I like that.
Interesting. Can the Rams do enough, Sean, to – I mean, listen, that defense is undeniable at this point. Can they do enough on the other side of the ball to give themselves a chance at Green Bay this weekend?
I don't think so. Matter of fact, I mean, I would probably say if I was my safest pick, if I was saying, okay, Sean, you only can bet one game, you're a gambler, and you got a lot of money that you want to put on one game, what would it be? And this is it, man.
Wow.
This is it. Okay. I'd probably say Green Bay. I mean, Rodgers has been phenomenal. I with the injury to the thumb and the grip and the cold, and you know, they got so much offensively that they got to do. Even though Green Bay's not the best defense, you pretty much know that you got to go in knowing Rodgers is going to post a score no matter what, right? He's going to do something. He hadn't played bad but one game the whole year. Other than that, he's been friggin' awesome. I think for them to win, that offense has got to see about two or three short fields. And I mean, get the ball on a quick change turnover at midfield. Maybe a strip sack fumble where Aaron Donald just takes the game over, right? He's in the backfield, and or a special teams return, something really special. I don't think that they can go shootout for shootout in Green Bay,
right.
Inclement, cold, and with an injured quarterback. All those things that go with the ball feeling harder. I just don't think they have enough offensively. Now, their defense can keep them in it. But when it gets right down to it, I don't know how you're going to get 12 to 14 stops on Rodgers, and if he is playing well, how you're going to match that. If this is a pretty high-scoring game for Green Bay, it could get ugly, But the defense is going to have to keep a low scoring and keep them in it. If they can, we may have a ball game. But I would probably say I feel safest, maybe Cleveland game two with the Chiefs. But I don't think their offense can do enough in Green Bay. I think Green Bay and Tampa is going to be one hell of a matchup next week. I do. I think Tampa's beat New Orleans straight up.
I think I agree with you on that one. That second one on Saturday, Ravens-Bills, here's what I'd ask you about that game. Is the Bills' defense, right, going to be able to hold up against a, you know, Ravens offense that's number one in rushing? Is Lamar's arm even going to have to be challenged to that point? Because I keep asking about Josh Allen, and he keeps coming through. I'm wondering about that Bills' defense. Is it going to have enough?
Great point. And, guys, think about this. Of all the defenses that are left, you know, Baltimore has a reputation being really good. Yep. They're solid. Tampa's had their moments when they look really good with Todd Bowles, right?
Yep.
But really, when you look at it, the Saints, who we've always said their offense is spectacular, their defense, I believe if they're going to go to the Super Bowl, it's their defense is going to have to get them there. Mm-hmm. I honestly believe that. So, and the other ones, you know, you got Aaron Donald, who's nasty, and their defense is really good. Jalen, yeah, those are the two, both in the NFC, that are the best defenses, and their coordinator has been – Staley's been phenomenal, and Jalen Ramsey can check Devontae. That's going to be a fun matchup. But here's my – about the Buffalo thing is probably not. But Leslie Frazier's seen this many a time. If you watch the tape last week, which I'm sure he did 30 times, and you're Sean McDermott as well, don't you literally come into this game saying, listen, okay, it's not – he's not doing to us what he did to Tennessee.
Yeah.
That we are gonna play man on the corners the entire game. We're just gonna do it and we're gonna live with it, and we'll change it up on how we get to that man coverage. But I'm gonna put an extra man down. If they're spread, I'll put six. If they're you know, 21 personnel or 12 personnel, then I'll change it up and put seven in the box. Whatever it takes. But Lamar's gonna beat me that way. And be a little passive aggressive on the rush. Don't over pursue and get, you know, guys like to get out of their discipline, and then they try to get him and he makes a miss, and then they don't have anybody there setting the edge. So I don't know if you're just talking about pure running, no. Statistics say no, that Buffalo can't keep up. The question is Leslie Frazier, are they going to devise a scheme that says, listen, we're just going to have more bodies than them?
Yep.
And then they better tackle him, which is a easier said than done. So I would agree with you. Do they defensively? Does it look on paper like they can? No, but a lot of other things come into play. Sure. You got to win on first down and force them like second and nine, third and eight, because then even if Lamar breaks around and runs for 7 yards, they got to punt.
Yep.
So, I mean, if they're in the middle of the field. So I think that is a great challenge in this game. You are right. Buffalo's defense isn't as good as Baltimore's, but Buffalo's quarterback is also two-dimensional. I got to see how Leslie Frazier devises this scheme and Sean McDermott to deal with what they know is, when he's right, is one of the ultimate weapons in the league. Yeah.
You know, Sean, you touched on something that we've been beating the drum on all week long on our show here, which is that how are the Bucs getting longer odds to win the Super Bowl than Josh Allen and the Bills and Lamar Jackson and the Ravens? And I know people are going to talk about last week against Taylor Heinicke and the Washington football team, but if you're watching that game, it was not close. I mean, the Bucs gave up a couple garbage time touchdowns. They could have won that game going away if they really wanted or needed to. I like them this weekend against the Saints. Where are you on this? I heard you say you think they win straight up. What allows them to do that?
I keeping Brady's jersey clean, and it's hard, guys, to beat a team three times in a season,
right?
Let alone one that has number 12 on the other team, right?
Amen.
Put it this way, if they haven't learned their lesson by now, then they're not good enough. So I can't fathom that Bruce would go into this game saying, let's drop Tom back, hold the ball a long time, let their defense take over. You got to start working the edge. You got to play a little bit New Orleans offense like Brady did in all his time in New England. You're going to have to play the shallow crosser pick game, get the ball out, and then work and manufacture some big plays. That defense is really good, man. They are. And people always want to talk offense in New Orleans, but I was talking to Bobby Hebert about that. He goes, Sean, our defense, and yes, they are. They can be really nasty. So for me, it comes down to, are they going to be able to hit Brady? Now, they have. If you can't hit him, he'll make enough plays. And then the question on the other side is, can Drew make plays vertically down the field if, in fact, Todd Bowles forces that? The last time they played, Todd Bowles did – I mean, it was like, why are you playing soft zone against Drew Brees?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're playing into his hands where
that's
he can
what he
pick
wants.
It, pick
yep.
it. Yes, that's where he lives. Make him take shots to the chin and deliver the ball down the field and see if you can't steal a couple picks. So for me, it's Brady's jersey and pressure from the Bucks, not soft zone dropping 7 or 8. Drew Brees, that's shooting fish in a barrel for him. I've never done it, but it seems easy. And he makes it look easy when you do that. You've got to hit him. On the other side, Bruce has got to take his stubbornness out of it and say, we've got to play a little bit more urgent, shallow crosser pick, get the ball out, and we'll manufacture the big play. And then we'll push it down the field when necessary. I just don't know how Tampa hasn't learned a lesson. The weather, obviously, indoors is going to be fine for them. You've got to keep Brady upright, and that ball better come out because it could get out of hand if he's getting hit. If not, I actually think they're a real threat to go on the road because I'm not worried about Brady playing in bad weather if it's cold next week. I think that matchup gives me – I picked Tampa at the beginning of the season to go, and I'm not going to get off that even though I think Green Bay's better than them right now. Brady loves January, as we've discussed here before, guys.
Yep, there's no question about it. Is this Browns game going to be closer than the Browns Chiefs going to be closer than the line would indicate? They've certainly got the right approach, right, Sean, with
run it and
keep the ball away from Mahomes. How will it be a close game or no?
I want to hope so. I think we're begging for it, so it's not like, oh, we're turning the TV off early, right?
Right.
I mean, I want it to be. I like the – I think this team finally, Cleveland's got an identity. I don't think they're going to win the game. I don't. But if they run it and be physical up front, right, if they don't get impatient, say 3 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards, that's okay. That's a first down. But if you try to say, well, let's do what Kansas City does. You got to, matter of fact, turn your back. You know how some guys – don't want to watch a field goal at the end of a game, they just turn their back.
Yeah.
Turn your back when Mahomes has the ball. Don't even watch him. Just focus on when you're on offense, Baker, and that offense. Do what
That's
Kevin Stefanski does. Let's run it. Let's run some play action. Baker, get through your progressions because their defense isn't dominant, I mean, meaning Kansas City, so you can make some plays. And then let's let it rip and go. But don't play scared, though. I still wanted to believe, you know, I want Baker to let it go because you're not going to be able to line up and run it 40 or 50 times against
them.
Because
why?
If you go 3 and out 3 times, that may be 17 Kansas City points.
Could be.
And then the pass rush of Myles Garrett put a little on. But they are set up for January because they are better defensively and they can run the ball offensively. And I think there's a little attitude about them, not talking it, but I think the Cleveland Browns actually believe that they're now a good football team, and they've proven it this year. The quarterback's playing better. I do think it's going to be closer than we think. I don't like giving away double digits in postseason games.
Yep.
I don't. I really don't. But Kansas City's going to win the game, unless, of course, they're going to have some Rams love too, right? Get a short field. And you just don't want it to be a shootout. If it's a shootout with Rodgers or Mahomes, you're probably not going to win it. You got to keep it down.
Yep. And then last thing, Sean, and we appreciate you, as always, here joining the show.
My pleasure.
Urban Meyer, if you had to say today, will he be a successful NFL coach?
First, real quick, guys, we got to get out of this thought process of this is like Nick Saban. The game's changed. We're in spread offenses now. We had spread quarterbacks. We're dual threat. 10, 12 years ago, guys, when Nick came in and if he had Drew Brees instead of an injured, unfortunate Dante Culpepper, it might have been different, right?
Mm-hmm.
He might have had a different career. It's changed now. You don't get 25 5- and 4-star players in the NFL like you do in college. But, well, listen, if I was all 7 of those teams before I hired a coach, I would have asked Urban Meyer what he wanted. If you're going to go all in. He's the best available coach that's not coaching on the planet. He just is. Wow. Since Tony Dungy doesn't want to coach, he just is. So if you're Jacksonville, what do you got to lose? You got seats in the – put seats him and Trevor Lawrence. You're giving him a quarterback. Let's see if he's got it. Let's see if he doesn't get burned out or doesn't like it. But I think it's a great hire. I don't know how it's going to work. They got to get players. But I can tell you this. I know one thing. He coaches his coaches. He holds his coaches accountable. And Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, Ohio State, he wins everywhere. It's not the NFL, but guess what? I'm not one that's going to judge Nick Saban and say, well, that means Urban Meyer can't do it. I'm not buying that. The game's changed. So is the coaching position. I actually think Urban Meyer is going to set the AFC South on its ear and bring a little scare to him. I fully expect him within the next 2-3 years. I'd bet anything they're in the playoffs.
Yep. Sean, man, you are the best. We appreciate your time,
as
always,
man.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.
He is Sean Salisbury, host of the Sean Salisbury Show on Sports Talk 790. Always do Appreciate his time. Do have a little bit of news. We talked a little bit about this last week, and it does relate back to the Capitol. A Memphian has been arrested. A Memphian that we told you about.
Every city's like finding out they got one.
Yep, Matt Bledsoe, who we talked about a little bit last week. Remember his wife incriminated him.
That's right.
The FBI did indeed use that as evidence to incriminate him, but he posted him. I mean, it's just amazing, right? It's just amazing the evidence, how readily available it is, posted by the people themselves, the perps themselves. He has now been arrested and charged with a variety of things. So anyway, that was some news here in the Memphis area that I thought was worth mentioning. In terms of this game and the games this weekend, I'll just kind of go through what I have. I've got the Bucks +3, I believe it is right now. I've got the Ravens +3. That line is up to 3, by the way, for the Ravens. I like the Ravens +3. I like the Browns +10 because it's just 10, man. They're just getting 10.
Yeah. The same way you wanted to look at the Bears game last week, though.
It was close. I mean, it got close there at the end. You know, they gave up a garbage time touchdown. Sometimes that's all it is. You know, that's the difference. And then I'm taking all the dogs. This is a dog weekend.
Yeah, it is.
My dogs are barking.
Good. I agree.
Wait a minute. The Bears score was what? 20-something to 9?
21-9.
Yeah, the point was it was a double digit line. I told you it wasn't going to be close, and they got a garbage touchdown at the end that didn't end up.
Well, because it was zeros on the clock.
But the point was that offense was so bad, but the only team that would be scoring would be the Saints. Go for the under. That was
I have all the same picks as you.
You got all the dogs.
All dogs.
I got all the dogs, man.
How about you, Jason? What are you thinking?
I don't know if I'm as heavy and hot on the dogs as you guys
the
are.
The numbers are big for the Rams-Cleveland game.
I like the Ravens as a dog, and I like the Bucks as a dog.
Okay.
That's about where I'll leave it. I think the Chiefs end up taking care of business, and Lord knows I think Aaron Rodgers will too. So give me two of those dogs of the ones you guys like, but I'll stay there.
Okay. I mean, that sounds fair.
Yep. So anyway, that's what I got. That's what I got this weekend, all dogs.
Cleveland, you know, Kansas City, you know, maybe it's because they had the week off and we haven't seen them for a while. They could come out and just beat the hell out of Cleveland.
But they could come out and play with their food like they have for what it feels like the entire second half of the season. If you do that, you're going to give it a chance to be a ball game here.
Yeah.
Hopefully Mahomes has sort of gotten that out of his system. If they get off to a fast start, it's going to be tough for the Browns because then Mayfield will feel like, as Sean said, he's got a match. Touchdown.
Right.
That is the formula for disaster for them. They want to be able to keep it on the ground.
Yep. So anyway, that is our picks for the weekend. All right, we will come back. Brevin Knight going to join us. We'll talk to him about the Memphis Grizzlies in action tonight right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. John Morant potentially returning. All that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Nick Costos here. Join myself and Sarah Perlman this Saturday and Sunday on BetQL's Countdown to Kickoff as we get you set to bet on the Pro Football Playoffs. We'll cover the spread, total, and much more. You won't find a better way to prep for every game, and you can follow along on the BetQL app.
Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Costos, brought to you by BetQL on Memphis' football station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Shaq with Homer Skelton, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington. The Start Something New sales event's going on now. 0% up to 84 months on new Ram trucks, Cherokees, Renegades, Compass, Grand Cherokees. Visit us at homerskeltoncdj.com. See why a bunch of normal guys in the car business changing lives four tires at a time.
Online sports gambling is legal in Tennessee. Action 24/7 is your local bookie. Action 24/7, a sports book by Tennesseans for Tennesseans. Action 24/7. You got action.
Problem gambling? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
For a burst of juicy sweet flavor, pick up fresh pints of blueberries. They're 2 for just $4 with card. Take them home today. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville. One of only 2 diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team. 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Win one of 2 brand new BMWs at the Fitz, plus tons of promo cash. Fridays and Saturdays in January. Promo cash and 2 brand new BMWs. Only at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2 for $5, and that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single, the delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's.
92.9 FM ESPN is paying tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as we broadcast the 15th annual National Civil Rights Legacy Game with the Memphis Grizzlies on MLK Monday. Pre-game at 3:30 p.m. with Jessica Benson, following the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Tip at 4 p.m. with Eric Hasseltine, honoring the legacy and the dream of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the Memphis MLK Game. Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
It's the weekend. It's finally here, which means it's time for a drink. I recommend Blue Note. Juke joints crafted right here in Memphis. It's my go-to whiskey. It's a Kentucky, straight Kentucky bourbon whiskey. Smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues. You can drink it neat, drink it on the rocks, make all kinds of cocktails with it, lots of different recipes. BlueNoteBourbon.com. Get it wherever your favorite liquors are sold. Just $29.99. Easy on the pocketbook. Smoother than smooth. It's the weekend. What are you waiting for? Get yourself a bottle of Blue Note Juke joint today. Grizzlies, Timberwolves. Playing tonight here on 92.9 FM ESPN, watching on Fox Sports Southeast. Unfortunately, our next guest will not be on the broadcast. His name is Brevin Knight, a.k.a. Mr. Keep It Real, Grizzlies television analyst. He joins us now. Brevin, how you doing, man? How you holding up?
Oh, I'm doing good. I mean, I feel great, and I appreciate all of the love from our Grizz Nation. You know, it's one of those things where you know that you feel like you're a part of the family, and we have this organization, this team, as you guys know, this community. We're such a tight-knit family, and then when certain things happen, it just reinforces that feeling. So to hear everybody with the well wishes, I just want everybody to know that I haven't tested positive. This is just in close contact with where I have to have to be away for a couple of days.
Absolutely. I mean, and I think it goes to show, I mean, how seriously, right, that the NBA is taking this. You know, even the broadcasters are subject to the right health and safety protocols, right?
Right, exactly. And how serious they take it to where I couldn't even just, isolate at my own house, where I had to leave home. And so it's a serious situation in terms of just and with the country where we are today. And, my biggest thing always was I never wanted and never would want to put someone else in a compromising position. So even before the NBA and this protocol situation happened, I was already in isolation before. This is just the next step because of with everything that's going on.
Certainly praying for all you guys, Brevin, as we all try to stay safe through this. Any part of you shocked yesterday, or maybe you already knew, Brevin, maybe you knew before all of us, that Ja Morant show up on an injury report and be listed as questionable, that he's ready to go this fast, or did you expect this?
Not surprised, just because we got a chance to see him warming up before games. And the way that he was being able to dunk, the moves that he was making, and it wasn't just the fact that he was dunking. He was dunking off of both ankles, but he wasn't coming down favoring the injured ankle. And that was more telling to me that he was getting closer. But to work out in a controlled environment is a lot different than having to play reactionary basketball. So I think there's still there was still just the situation of you feel good because you're controlling all of these movements. But when you get to a game, you have to make a move against a defensive player that may have jumped this way. You may have to defend somebody in terms of their moves and you having to react to what the offensive player does. And because he plays so much in the air, you always still are concerned with coming down as he did already on someone else's foot. So right. I think that he was feeling good. You said all he needed to do was, I think, put a little turpentine and some red clay on it from down in South Carolina, and it would heal quickly. And he wasn't lying.
You know, Brevin, the fact that they have gone out here without him, and obviously we know without Jaren and without Justice Winslow, and they have been able to not just tread water, but, I mean, be above 500. Now, we don't have to sit here and play make-believe. It's not like they were playing, you know, the best of the best, but you still have to go out there and win the games. The fact that they went out there, you know, the other night and beat a fully healthy Timberwolves team, and the fact that they have been able to be above 500 in Ja's absence, what's allowed them to do that?
It's their team chemistry. And it's also, like, a lot of times we gloss over, overlook. It's also just the skill of the players that we have.
Sure.
And, that the chemistry, yes, is there, but they've been able to find individual performances throughout all of the games. And the one thing that they have been able to rely upon and that doesn't get enough credit right now is they've been able to rely on their defense. So much we've focused on the pace and what they do on the offensive end, but even the losses to the Lakers, they held the Lakers under 100 in one of those games. They were able to keep the Cavaliers, which is not a high-scoring team, to low numbers. And they won the second Cavs game with great defense in the second half. They won the Timberwolves game after being down 10 going into the fourth quarter and only giving up 17 in that fourth quarter. That was with great defense. So I think on the offensive end, enough guys are having a hand and being able to pick out which guy has it going. They're moving the ball extremely well with the 30-plus assists. But a big part of it has been defensively. They haven't allowed enough teams. They haven't allowed their opponents to find a rhythm for the entirety of the game. They've been able to make stops when they've had to get stops, and a lot of times that's led to them being able to run out, get easy baskets. So I think it's just been the combination of team play on both ends, but the defense has really stepped up.
It's early, but is there anything about this team, Brevin, offensively, defensively, individual, or that surprised you so far?
The biggest surprise has been the rookies. I think the rest of the team, you expected them to come that way. The aggressiveness of Kyle Anderson, of course, because of his health, has been something that has worked in their favor. We all know what Dylan and Valanciunas, the playmaking now of Dylan Brooks, 6 assists in the last game, and his willingness to be able to make aggressive offensive moves, but still be able to pick out an open teammate, and that maturation process has been good. But the rookies have been very eye-opening for me in terms of both of them look like they belong on the floor. A lot of times with young guys, it becomes an experiment to see, is this a nice fit to play this many minutes, or maybe we could stick them in here. Well, they're showing that you could put them on the floor in any situation, and their level of comfortability on both sides has been there.
What kind of just the production that Ja brings himself individually. We know what he brings to the floor. But what about just sort of the immediate impact that has on everybody else? I mean, he really feels like a lightning rod sometimes where guys really respond to him being out there. How much of an impact is his just mere presence being on that floor going to make for the rest of the guys?
Well, I think it showed him also that he's a high usage player for us, but there are those times where he doesn't have to do everything. There will be those possessions where hopefully they won't rely on him to be the guy that either has to finish the play with a score or with an assist. That other guys can be involved, and even he be the recipient of some of those plays that guys make and now kick to him for a shot or a back cut for him that he gets an opportunity to get a lob or a finish around the rim. So his influence on the floor, I think it made everyone feel like it was going to be okay. So it's sort of the same calming effect that Tyus Jones has on the team in a different way in terms of style of play. But you're exactly right. His influence and just the joy that he brings to the floor for this team has always been one in which they felt like, especially in fourth quarters, when the game gets tight, you always need that guy that's like, okay, I got y'all. And I think that's the influence that he has. But with these players now having the opportunity to have a hand in finishing games, and you're not just on the floor as a byproduct. Like, you're on the floor and you have to do something to help this team win. I think we'll pay dividends as the season goes along.
How eager are you? Are you just as eager as we are, Brevin, to see justice? Like, it feels like we're close, right? But it's felt like we're close for a very long time now. You get the sense that it was going to be Ja, then Justice, then Jaren. You itching to see him too? And what should we expect when he does get out there from Justice Winslow, Brevin?
I'm excited just to see what he brings to this team, and what his role will be with this team. I know what he was doing a good job of in Miami when they changed his role to being more of a point guard with them. He really started to flourish. But with our team, how will those playmaking skills on the offensive end, but how will he look being playing off of the ball if he's in that starting lineup? Because a lot of what he'll do will be off of what Ja is able to do. So I'm also just interested to see the different ways that they'll be able to use him with different lineups. And so that part of it is intriguing. And so it'll be, but like everybody else, this is still an unknown commodity. I think the excitement for me more is to see what Jaren looks like now coming back, because we know how great of a talent he is and how he fits with this team. So now how does he fit? How do you insert his skill set, his talent, with how well that the team has been playing? So they're both intriguing in different ways.
Well, he's coming back, Brevin, as a 7-footer, he says.
That man's bigger.
He said he's coming back bigger, stronger, with more skills. Yeah, so, listen, I don't mind having a Anthony Davis-esque player on our team. I mean, because in essence, that's the category that you would put in terms of size, mobility, skill set. I mean, that's probably somebody that he can continue to strive to have his game be like.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. But I will ask you this, though, Brevin, like, for all intents and purposes, if you're 6'10", you just say you're 7 foot, right? Like, you say you're a footer if you're 6'10".
You would say, listen, I was 5'9 and a half, 5'9, 3/4. I was always 5'10". You're not, you're never going to go backwards. So yeah, we don't see too many 6'11s. Then you don't
you're
say
exactly
that.
Right.
You're either 6'10 or you're 7 feet.
That's exactly right.
So for him, we say, yeah, we have us another footer on our team that can play inside and out.
Well, it's a free country. Why not, right? Why not?
Exactly. With shoes on. That's what we say. With shoes on.
Yeah. Who plays basketball without shoes on? You know, nobody does that.
And when you go to the doctor and you get on that scale and they say, let's do your height, you don't take your shoes off. You stand on the scale as you are.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Want to get your thoughts on what they're doing in Brooklyn here. I mean, we know that on paper it's three stars. I mean, three superstars, three, you know, franchise players, Kyrie, KD, and James Harden. But we also know that never before in the history of the NBA have three players with, you know, that high a usage rate been together. So as someone who's played this game, do you think it can work? Do you think it blows up in their face? What do you make of the move?
It can work if either Kyrie or James Harden is willing to take a back seat on what they've been doing for the duration of their careers. And listen, James Harden left from Oklahoma City because he was tired of being behind Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant, and he needed to spread his wings. Kyrie Irving thought that he was better than needing LeBron James to be able to win, so he needed to go and spread his wings. Well, now they're both playing behind a guy that they're still behind, and Kevin Durant, he's still the alpha on that team. So it stands to be seen which one of those guys is willing to sacrifice a level of their game in terms of how their, as you said, their usage, how often they're going to have the ball to be able to just pat it as long as they want to then get into a move. If those guys, those two are willing to make sacrifices on the offensive end, but also pick up their energy and play on the defensive side, then I think it's an experiment that can work. If they can't do that, then I think it'll just be the soap opera will just move from Cleveland, Boston, and then Brooklyn with Kyrie. The soap opera will move from Houston to Brooklyn, and it'll just continue from there. The one thing that, that you say is defensively, what type of a team will they look? Yeah, they're on the offensive side, they look good, but at some point in time, you got to stop somebody. Do they have enough to stop people on the other end? And DeAndre Jordan is long in the tooth, still very can still be a very good rim protector and defender, but you're not going to ask him to play 35, 34 minutes a night for an entire season. He'll break down at some point in time. So what does their bench look like? I think their bench took a big hit and with losing Jared Allen and losing Caris LeVert and not getting anybody back in that fashion. So it still stands, like you said, on paper, looks great. Still got to put it into action.
Yeah, especially defensively. Like I said, you can't leave DeAndre Jordan out there for 35 minutes against Joel Embiid. They're going to need some help, and particularly inside, Brevin, like you point out. Just as a professional, were you disappointed in Kyrie the professional? I'm not – like people are getting too far into criticizing what Kyrie's into or his political interest or whether he should just stop playing basketball altogether right now. But the communication side of it, Brevin, like having Steve out there at least that first night, not knowing what you're doing, Kyrie the professional, where are you at on him right now, Brevin?
I was disappointed with both James Harden and Kyrie.
I hear you.
In terms of their professionalism, with the way that James went into training camp, because to me you can be upset with management. I don't have a problem with that.
Yep.
That's always going to be there. You'll have those fights, but there's still 14 other guys in that locker room. They haven't done anything to you, so to kind of throw them under the bus, I thought was totally disrespectful and unprofessional. And James sense. And for Kyrie Irving, I just think we all have outside interests. We all have beliefs outside of what we
not
do.
Just you.
But the thing that enables you to do all of the good that he's done, because I'm not going to just act like the guy does an enormous amount for people and for different causes around. He is fantastic in the community. But the thing that allows you to do that is in basketball. That's what is paying you, and that's your job. So we have a responsibility to our job, to go in every day, to perform, play, do what we need to do. But there's also a level of communication and, as you said, professionalism in which you do that. And so I felt like both of those guys, to me, I was disappointed in the professional side for both of them. Like you said, I'm not getting into your character. I'm not getting into what you're doing.
Yep.
That's not for me to speak on. But in terms of, for James, the way that you threw your teammates under the bus, you can't do that. And if I was on that team, I wouldn't be quiet in terms of what he did. And for Kyrie Irving, the lack of communication in terms of what was going on, I thought was disrespectful to his team, especially to Kevin Durant, someone that came there because he thought this was my running mate that I thought that we could go somewhere with.
Yep, it totally left him on an island, no question about it, early in the tenure. While we're on the subject here, though, Brevin, I want to get your thoughts on James Harden, sort of in the same vein there, because, you know, I contrast it to the departures of Marc Gasol here in Memphis, of Mike Conley here in Memphis. I mean, people here in town could not have been, you know, happier for them, right, to have an opportunity, you know, for Mark to go win a championship, for Mike to, you know, try somewhere else. They certainly had given their all here in Memphis. It doesn't feel like Houston fans come close to feeling the same way about James Harden. He wrote a thank you letter on Instagram, whatever. How should Houston fans feel about James Harden? Should they feel more like Memphis fans felt about Mark and Mike, or is there a natural sort of resentment with the way it ended there, and is that justified?
You're happy because at least he gave you six or seven years of high-level basketball. I mean, there was no better scorer on the planet, and he gave them a chance to win every night. And so you're happy for that. But it does leave a sour taste in your mouth with how he left. And that's why I say the whole professional side of it. You never like to burn bridges. That's what I always tell athletes is you may be upset with how someone went down, and unless someone has publicly disrespected you, done something to your family, there's still a way that you can leave without the bridge being burnt. Businesses will always be business, and that's the game that we play. This is the business of basketball. I tell people the sport of basketball stopped a long time ago, and it became the business. But there's a certain way that you do good business. And I felt like he didn't do good business with how he left from Houston. So if those fans feel slighted in some way, then I wouldn't fault them in any way. But you still recognize he enabled you guys to be excited, have winning seasons, see high-level basketball for 7 years. And so you kind of have to contrast the two to say, upset with how he left, but thank you for the season that you gave us, that we were able to have a chance to win on a nightly basis solely because of your talent.
Yep, I think that's exactly the right perspective. Brevin, man, you're the best as always.
Thank you so much, stay healthy.
We look forward to getting you back on the broadcast, man. Thanks so much.
Man, I appreciate it, man. Y'all have a good one and stay safe also.
Yes, thank you, brother. He is Brevin Knight, a.k.a. Mr. Keep It Real, Grizzly television analyst here on the show. We will come back, wrap it up here on a Friday. Get you ready for your weekend. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Guys, playoffs are here. It's a great time of year in the NFL. Can't wait to bet on all the action this weekend. If you're going to bet, you want to do it on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never tried FanDuel before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot, because right now, listen closely, new users, you can get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during the divisional round this weekend. That's right, 25-1 odds. Any team, you're not going to find odds like that anywhere else. So how about taking the Chiefs? They're the 10-point favorite. Last I looked over the Browns, take advantage of these 25-1 odds. Bet 5 to win 125. So don't miss out on this exclusive offer, man. FanDuel Sportsbook, obviously the official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. What I like is the quick payouts. I like that most. Other sportsbooks I find don't get you that money back in as little as 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. You can take advantage as well. Use the promo code JSmith so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook with the promo code JSMITH. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus is $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
92.9 FM ESPN is paying tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as we broadcast the 15th annual National Civil Rights Legacy Game with the Memphis Grizzlies on MLK Monday. Pre-game at 3:30 p.m. with Jessica Benson, following the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Tip at 4 p.m. with Eric Hasseltine. The MLK Game, Monday. Grizzlies versus Suns. Live shows on 92.9 all day till 3:30 p.m. Pre-game with Jessica Benson at 3:30. Tip at 4 p.m. on Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Action247.com is your Tennessee sportsbook for same-day pay. Action247.com, local, legal. Tennessee's home for same-day pay. Action247, you got action.
Problem gambling? Call 1-800-889-9789.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Boardroom, Out of Office Podcast. My name is Rich Kleiman, and I'm the co-founder of 35 Ventures, alongside my business partner, KD. This show is all about the stories, the successes, and the struggles that have driven my favorite entrepreneurs in sports, business, entertainment, and technology. We're going to be talking to industry leaders about who they are, how they got here, and the things they've learned along the way that you might not expect. So subscribe and listen on Apple Podcasts, Radio.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at warbyparker.com/terms. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much? Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time? Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes!
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Just go to warbyparker.com to try 5 pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Go to warbyparker.com to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. That's warbyparker.com to get started for free. warbyparker.com.
Look, we've all been there, and when it comes to shopping for engagement rings, it can be stressful. It can come with a lot of anxiety. It does not at Robert Irwin Jewelers. When you shop for engagement rings over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, it's different because they have the guarantees, they have the warranties that put you first and take all that guesswork out of the buying process. Our man Howie and Robert Irwin Jewelers are so confident that she's going to love it, that she's going to say yes, and that you won't overpay, that they offer each custom diamond engagement ring
a perfect ring guarantee. That means for any reason, if you or her are not 100% satisfied with your made-to-order engagement ring, you can bring it right on back and get a full refund within 365 days of purchase. No catches, no gimmicks, no exceptions.
They've also got the Lifetime Diamond Upgrade Program, so Howie takes care of you even after the purchase. You'll never lose money on your diamond purchase at RIJ because you can get 100% of the paid value of your diamond towards your upgrade. So say you're, you know, 10 years in, the lady wants an upgrade, you got to do it as the husband. You can get the best deal at RIJ. You'll only pay the difference, even if it's as little as a dollar. So Howie's got you covered. He realizes how special this is and wants it to be for you. That's why you don't want to shop at the big box. Shop with somebody who knows and realizes how special this is. Zero down, of course, interest-free options if you need. Take up to 60 months to pay. No credit check options. Always bigger, brighter diamonds over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. 5 locations, or you can shop online at rijewelers.com. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at RI Jewelers.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch. From 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Start the new year with a new language. Get up to 60% off now at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This is Jeff Calkins. You've been hearing me talk about the virtues and benefits of Triumph Bank. Now let's hear from their customers.
I've known that I wanted to be a doctor since the age of 7. My grandfather asked me what I wanted to be, and I said a doctor. And he was like, "You're kidding." Becoming a doctor is a major accomplishment, but to have your own practice is even bigger than that. For me to be my own boss and run it the way I want to, it was just amazing. It's been a very personal step-by-step relationship with Triumph. There's definitely a difference when you're working with someone who understands what your goal is. I feel like Triumph had a lot of confidence in me. I want my patients to feel as if there is no other doctor on this planet that they should go to. And I want to be able to be there for them and help them to understand what's going on with their bodies. That's what doctors do. We're here to take care of patients. So when they think of Muse Primary Care, they should think that this is home. Tasha Meeks, and this is my Triumph.
Triumph Bank, your story, your growth, your triumph.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/real. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/real. That's forhims.com/real for your free online visit. forhims.com/real.
We welcome you now to Skateboard Vert. On the deck, it's the extreme one, Tristan Jaden, dropping in, and whoa, no way!
Did he just frontside backside that?
He did, Brooks. He hit the front of that Extreme Cash instant game, flipped it, scratched the back, and this crowd is loving it.
We've seen extreme tricks before, Ryder, but I don't know how you top this. I really don't.
Take your fun to the extreme with Extreme Cash Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery.
Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Game!
Now you can enjoy the new year with more games, more chances to win, and even more fun from the Tennessee Lottery. And you can play any way you like. Play quick and win big with instant games. Or try drawing-style games that pack a big money punch. So don't drop the ball. Make a resolution to put a little more cash and a whole lot of fun in your pocket today with the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
I don't want to just top, yeah. Going up a whole nother notch, yeah. Can't be stuck in one slot, yeah.
Level O's, Rolls Royce truck in the ghetto. Elves on the wheel, wave hello, yeah. Probably mad, ain't ditto. La, 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 I'm not Carmelo. Word to the op, they gonna drop better lay low. Ha, ha, nah, I'm just playing.
Live Love Memphis Group at Remax Experts. We've been telling you about Jennifer Carson and the Live Love Group at Remax Experts for a long time. We've been rolling with them for them long time. They helped Jason out, they helped KT out. Not only is now a great time to sell your home, there's one more reason to let the Live Love Memphis Group sell yours. Right now, they're offering a 35-day guaranteed sold program. What this program allows you and the Live Love Memphis Group to do is mutually agree to a price, and they'll guarantee it sold in 35 days. Your license in Tennessee and Mississippi. Get your home sold with the best team around. That's Jennifer Carson, the Live Love Memphis Group at Remax Expert.
Call them up, 901-410-8818. Can be like me, can be like Contar, can be like Jane, who got much better advice from the crew at Live Love than she got from another realtor. Actually, it was going to cost her thousands of dollars if she had followed that other realtor's advice. Just because it's a seller's market doesn't mean you're guaranteed the thousands you could be earning if you pick the right group. The right group's the Live Love Memphis Group at Remax Experts, led by Jennifer Carstensen. Write this down, 901-410-8818. That is the number to call, and you'll be on your way to getting the most money in this great market that you could get for your home. It's the Live Love Memphis Group at Remax Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
James Harden is being introduced with the Brooklyn Nets as we speak. And he is quoted as saying, as long as I make my teammates better, I don't worry about the points. The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
We have detected a lie.
We had to call in Maury Povich for that one. And the lie detector test determined, James Harden, you lying. So James Harden just wants, he cool with averaging 9 points a game. I want to make sure we're on the same
page. James
has
always cared about those numbers.
Yeah.
More importantly, getting that load of shots.
Yes. Now you full of it, man. Who do you expect to believe that?
I'll tell you, the guys that's going to ease off, and I don't know if it's the right choice, is going to be KD because he's done it before. We'll see. Offensively, again, guys, it's going to be fine. They're professionals. Defensively, they're going to have some issues.
Right.
And I think it'll be issues that cost them a title this year. That said, come on. It's going to be fun to watch now. We can hate on it all day long. Talk about having all the malcontents. That is some monster talent.
Just like it was fun to watch the Heat.
It's like watching a reality show is what it's going to be like. It's like, did Kyrie come to work today? How's James Harden feeling? And, like, that's going to be part of the deal here.
It won't just be
W's and L's out here for the Nets. It's going to be a reality show. It's going to be the Kardashians out here.
You got that right.
Yep, it will. I mean, it was fun to watch the Heat, the Big Three, when they formed up. I mean, it's always fun to watch these new teams as they attempt to, take over the league and take the balance of power back.
Good luck, Steve Nash.
Yeah, Steve Nash certainly has his hands full, no doubt about it. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Joe Theismann. Thanks to Rob Dosh. Thanks to Sean Salisbury. And then thanks to Brevin Knight for joining us on the show today. We got Grizz T-Wolves, perhaps a return.
Four in a row. John Morant coming back.
The debut of John Morant in the year 2021. Pre-game starts at 6:30. Tip-off at 7 p.m. You can hear it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Giannotto and Jeffrey up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, home of the annual MLK game. Monday, January 18th at 4 p.m. live. 92.9 FM ESPN, the flagship home of your Memphis Grizzlies.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers. What is your New Year's resolution this year?
I'm going to trim it down. I'm going to trim my inventory down. I'm going to trim my waist down. I'm trimming it all down.
How much?
Oh, I think I got it about a good 30 to 70% off anything that's in our jewelry showcases during our Santa surplus sale, and it's going on right now.
And with Valentine's Day just being a month away,
it's a great time to go shopping for engagement rings, especially at a great price. You got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, get free financing, sale going on at all locations. You can't get this online, folks.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at MemphisBBQCO.com. That's MemphisBBQCO.com.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now you'll find more ways to save on your favorites when you download digital coupons you can use up to 5 times in one transaction. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/real. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/real. That's forhims.com/real for your free online visit. forhims.com/real.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.